guest today is John DeYoung. John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
I am the chief technologist for Object Partners. I am the head of our JavaScript practice area here in Minneapolis. So Object Partners is a consulting firm with offices in Minneapolis and Chicago and Omaha, Nebraska. About 130 consultants, all full-time employees, and we build good software for other people.
Is everybody as smart about Angular 2 as you are?
Probably smarter.
Well, I can attest to the fact that you just taught me something about Angular 2 that I was struggling with, and this was the concept of observables. Let's talk about that. I want to share that with the rest of the audience. What's an observable?
So an observable is part of the reactive extensions, and it is a library that we use in Angular 2. It is a library that you can use in any JavaScript, RxJS, any JavaScript library that you're working on. It's not just unique to the JavaScript world, however, though there's Rx, Java, Rx, pretty much anything.
Sure.
The concept is what you're going to get is you're going to observe a value. So you create an observable to observe a value, and that might be, in the case that we were just working on, that was an XHR request. So we were waiting.
So we made a web service call.
Right.
Brought back some JSON.
Yep, we made a web service call, and we wanted to get back some JSON. And so we observed that that call. And when it came back, it gave us the value. So it told the observer, hey, you're observing me. Here's your new value. And our, in this case, component, which was subscribed to that, got to say, oh, I have my value now. I can now deal with it.
So whatever the value, it sounds like a lot like a callback, right? Whenever the data is available, then whatever subscribed to it responds to the fact that data is available. And
correct.
Does something. Does whatever code you write.
Correct. It's very similar to, conceptually, the way we used it was very similar to the old callback methodology, and you do provide a callback to your, so when you say observable and you subscribe to it, you provided a callback. The difference between observables and your old callbacks or promises is that they're not necessarily one-time things. So you can observe a stream, or you can observe a value that is going to change over time. Maybe it's responding to user input, or some other piece of your system is modifying that data, and you don't know when, or even if it's going to happen, but you can subscribe to it. And then when it does happen, however many times it happens, you can respond to that change. It's not just the one-time thing and you're done.
Is that the big advantage, is the fact that it happens over and over again, or can happen over and over again?
Definitely, yeah. It's very much set up to deal with streams very well. Or just user input. Think of one of the examples that you and I just talked about was I'm displaying something up in a navigation component in my Angular app.
Okay.
And in this case, it was the logged in user. And that might change over time. Maybe the user will log out and log back in. So the navigation component subscribes to that user object. And any other piece of the system, whether it gets a 401 that logs out the user or the user logs themselves out, that updates that service, which updates that observable, in this case a subject, and that component can then re-render itself with the logged out user or the new logged in user. Mm-hmm. Without needing to constantly get told that it changed. We don't have that concept of watchers anymore because they were kind of slowing us down in Angular 1.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of kind of polling going on.
Right.
Code running in the background. It's also less code to write, I think, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's much cleaner to keep track of. You write that one time, you subscribe to this value, and then you forget about it. You don't have to worry later on.
Let's talk a little about the implementation. How as a JavaScript developer, is it more specifically as an Angular developer, without actually showing the code on screen, tell us, how do we implement these observable patterns?
The simplest way is, so I'm talking, I guess I should clarify, we are using reactive extensions 5, which is in beta. I'm not sure what number of beta, but it's in beta.
All right.
It's slightly different from 4 to 5. And I don't know anything about 4, so I can't
speak
to that.
We'll speak to 5.
So we'll speak to 5. The way you would do it is you return observable.create. And observable.create gives you an observable.
Okay.
And then your create function takes a function that you then process. So when that is your thing that gets an observer, and that observer is watching for value changes.
Okay.
So in the simple case of I'm making an XHR request, let's talk about that. So I'm going to make a call to a backend service. We do that all the time, right? I make a call and I want to get some JSON back. Mm-hmm. And I want to deal with that. So I return observable.create, and then that function that I pass in is what actually makes that XHR request. So in our case, we'll use the built-in HTTP service that Angular 2 gives us. I make that request. It returns an observable. I get back a response object. And I'm going to deal with that response object. I'm probably going to call .json on it because I want the body to be in JSON so I can deal with it. maybe I want to do something else with it. Maybe I want to use a map function to massage the data a little bit, convert it into something else. Maybe I want to somehow make that nice for the component. And then I'll call observer.next. And what that observer.next does, it tells anybody that's subscribed to the observable that I just created, hey, the value's changed, and here's the new value. So in this case, that new value is that JSON that we got back from our XHR request. My component, then, I have an Angular 2 component that has subscribed to that, because that's the one that ultimately says, hey, I need a list of things, so I can display these things on my thing list page. Okay. So it tells my service, give me a list of things, that returns me an observable. When I subscribe to that observable, and only when I subscribe to that observable, does that HTTP request actually happen.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Right.
So if nobody ever subscribes to it, then what happens?
If nobody cares, nobody subscribes, then the observable says, nobody cares, so I'm not going to do any work.
Okay.
So only when you subscribe to it does it then go out and do what you told it to do. And then observer.next is going to get called, and your component is going, its handler is going to fire and say, hey, this value changed, and here's my new list of things. Now I can re-render my component with my new list of things.
Ah, okay. And as you were learning this, where you said that, I'm thinking, because you said you weren't using 4 of reactive extensions, you are using 5, that this is something that you recently started using. Is that fair?
I, like a lot of people, have really started diving into reactive extensions with Angular 2.
Okay.
I'm very thankful to them for that, because I like it.
I'm curious where you, what resources did you use? Did you just dive in and start playing with it, or are there resources used to learn it? Because I think a lot of people are on the same boat. They're brand new to Angular 2. They're
absolutely
brand new to observables.
The API docs on the RxJS site is actually very good.
Okay.
So just the API docs, and then, you know, start with the examples. There are examples out there. You can just dive into the code for the HTTP service and look at their examples. And then when you have questions, refer to the docs or tweet me.
Tweet you? Where's that?
At @jondejong.
Okay. Are you blogging too?
I very rarely blog.
Okay. Twitter's your microblog.
Twitter's my microblog, yeah.
Is there anything else we should have covered that we haven't?
Not that I could think of. The only other there's several useful concepts in RxJS, but the other one that we use a lot is subjects.
Oh yeah, subjects. Tell me about that.
So a subject is a thing that can take new values, much like an observable. And the difference is you can add new values to a subject even if nobody subscribed to it. So the subject doesn't really care if anybody cares or not. You can still assign new values to it. But you can subscribe to a subject by creating an observable from it. So the subject has a as observable method. So you can call subject.addAsObservable,
okay.
And then you, as your component or your service or whatever in Angular, you can say, I care about the value of this subject. So you call subject.addAsObservable, and then you get back an observable that you can then subscribe to. And then anytime the value of that subject changes from anywhere in the system, you get notified and you can deal with it.
I'm confused. What does subject add on top of observable?
Subject gives you more of an object that you can access externally that it's outside of that observable.create. So the only place in an observable, the only place you're going to change that value is on that observer. So you need to create the observable and get that observer value.
Okay.
The observable is only going to get created when someone subscribes to it.
Okay.
It's only going to start dealing with that when someone subscribes to it. A subject, we can create it, and then we can start updating its values right away, regardless of whether or not somebody has subscribed to it.
Okay. Very nice. Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
That's good. John, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is John DeYoung, and it has been fun telling my new technology friends about RxJS technology with technology and friends.